I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the blog post, "Is it better to get flogged through jeans or in a skirt?" Help me clear up a dilemma, those of you who are into BDSM. Is it better to be flogged in jeans or a skirt? Or just naked? If you're dispensing a flogging, do you prefer to start off with someone fully clothed, then gradually strip them, building layers of new pain on top of the warm throb of older strokes, or go straight in for leather on skin? Let's explore this topic further, with sound effects, via the medium of a recent flogging that I got. See, for me, I prefer to start off getting flogged through denim. The best thing about it is the sound that the flogger makes when it falls hard onto my arse. Intense, thudding smacks through thick fabric that dulls the pain, so I can work my way up to taking a serious beating. When I'm good and warmed up, my arse is glowing red under my jeans, and I can slip them down to my thighs, exposing my knickers to the next set of blows. Heavy and hard, harsh leather on thin, soft cotton. After that, I want him to yank my knickers towards my knees, bundled together with the jeans he stripped down before. Still on, of course, because the point is not nakedness, but exposure. If I'm fully naked, I can't feel the fabric bite into the back of my thighs just above the knee, reminding me that only 2 minutes ago I was fully dressed. But now I'm exposed, humiliated, beaten. I'll bite down onto something soft and easily available, a duvet, a sofa cushion, the flesh on the back of my hand between forefinger and thumb. And then I'll squirm as the next set of strokes falls on my naked, quivering skin. For me, the best thing about getting flogged is that sequence. Jeans, knickers, skin. Red, redder, reddest. Pain in increments, exposure in stages. The different sounding thwacks the flogger makes when it falls. First on denim, then cotton, then finally, climactically, on my bum. My partner disagrees though. He thinks that flogging me through denim is overrated. He prefers to thrash me when I'm wearing a skirt. Tight fabric, no knickers, and a glimpse of the lowest curves of my bum as he's angling himself for each stroke. He prefers me to kneel on the bed, bent over until my face is crushed into the mattress, hands and arms stretched out in front of me, skirt hitched to just the right place, and legs spread wide so he can drink in the sight of my cunt. Unfortunately for me, he doesn't tend to whip me that often. We're not usually a floggers and dominance kind of couple, because we get overexcited about the in and out part of fucking, and we often race headlong towards it, without reveling in some of the other things we can do along the way. So I miss being flogged. My submissive needs might usually be sated by a quick bout of him fucking me like I'm in trouble, but my cunt still quivers for a more direct form of punishment. There's a quiet hum in the background of the awesome fucks we have that prompts me to wonder if the whole thing might be more intense if we'd started off with a decent thrashing. I miss the sound of the flogger as it whistles through the air, and the hefty thwack as it lands on my arse. I miss being ordered to bend over and pull down my knickers. The sheer dominance of it. The hint of exhibitionism. The slightly bratty undertone. The shame. The way the word whipping sounds coming out of the mouth of someone who's intent on punishing me. So how do I initiate a thrashing? We're not the kind of couple in which I can just brat about and wiggle my arse and expect him to dispense one. Nor is he the person who'd respond well to me outright asking. He feels the pressure quite keenly, and being under pressure doesn't exactly put him in a dominant mood. So I have to plant a seed. When I went to the ETO show a few weeks ago, I met Rouge Garments, a company who makes amazing leather and bondage equipment. They offered me this beautiful leather flogger. I don't usually agree to write about sex toys from companies unless they sponsor my site, so please don't take this as an excuse to try and send me lots of toys, other companies, because otherwise that's all I'll end up writing about. But the reason I said yes to this is because that nagging hum in the back of my mind had been much louder lately. It had been so long since I'd been flogged, and they were offering me a delightful, long, leather, beautifully on-brand purple and black flogger, so yeah, fuck it, I said yes. And when I got home, I made sure it was the first thing out of my goodie bag. The thing I talked most fondly of. The toy I displayed most enticingly on the chest of drawers in our bedroom. I am a master, master of subtlety. So anyway, back to my dilemma. Is it better to get flogged through jeans, thus getting to enjoy the delicious sensation of leather on denim, or donning a skirt so he can hitch it to just the right place and allow himself glimpses of my increasingly soaking wet cunt while he beats me? Given my eagerness to get flogged and the devious machinations I was willing to orchestrate in order to get him in the mood, I think you can probably guess that in this case I went for the latter. I wore a skirt when we went out that evening, so when we returned home he was in exactly the right mood. He ordered me over the arm of the sofa so he could whack my ass with the palm of his hand before stripping off my knickers and commanding me to go upstairs. Me first, so he could look up my skirt when he followed. Sometimes the hottest things are the most blindingly obvious. When we got to the bed, I was positioned on the edge in the centre, at the perfect distance for him to stand at arm's length and put his full force into each stroke of the flogging. Also at the perfect height for him to slide his cock into my cunt when his arm gets tired from beating me. He takes his time and he aims the strokes perfectly, hard enough that I twitch at each lash, gentle enough that I never come close to being able to ask for a pause. He knows me, knows what I like, knows that if he went in hard, I'd revel in it for 5 minutes, then be begging him too quickly to move on to the final stage. Fuck me, please, 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 fuck me. So to stave off my inevitable begging, he does fuck me, but it's hard, quick, functional and brief, dipping his cock in like he just wants to get it wet. Thrusting viciously while grunting with satisfaction. Smacking himself into me only 3, 4, 5 times before withdrawing. Not even touching me with his hands. When he pulls out, I make a strangled noise of sadness, which he cuts off sharply with another lash of the flogger. "Spread wider," he tells me. And as I do, every muscle in my arse and thighs tenses up in fear. The wetness of my cunt, so recently soothed by the sensation of his warm cock stretching me out, is now bare and exposed and vulnerable. And he still holds the whip. See, you can't really do this in jeans, can you? This cunt-exposed, adrenaline-fuelled, knee-trembling thrashing. When my jeans are yanked down, they hold my thighs together tightly, protecting my vulnerable cunt from the whistle of the air on my skin and the lashing of the tails from the flogger. Getting flogged through jeans feels good, but it's comfortable, safe. I can settle into that beating like it's a massage. With a skirt, though, every stroke of the flogger makes me grip my teeth and tremble, forces me to put my trust in him, to rely on his steady hand to land them on the flesh of my arse. Each stroke, as it whips through the air behind me, has the potential to make or break me. And the tension of not knowing, not being able to fully trust that he'll hit his mark, builds and builds and builds and builds until I'm almost as desperate for it to stop as I am for it to continue. And then, just as I'm at my most vulnerable, humiliated, hurting and happy, he steps forward, stands behind me and shoves his cock in my cunt, letting me squeeze all the tension out of my body and into his, sighing with satisfaction as he fills me up and whimpering as he soothes the pain that he created in the first place. He continues in this vein, alternating harsh stings of the flogger with soothing turns on his cock. Commands to spread myself with orders to hold still and shh. Whipping me till I'm wet, then fucking me till I whimper. Turn by turn, over and over and over and over until I'm forced to accept that when it comes to jeans versus skirts, maybe he's right after all. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet. I've got to do the salesy bit now as well, because it was very kind of Rouge Garments to give me this vlogger for free, with which I have had a lot of fun. I don't really do sex toy reviews, but this is an excellent vlogger. I have been flogged by many in my time, and this is a very, very good one. You can get it from their website, rougegarments.co.uk, for £55. And also my other half wanted me to tell you that it has a very satisfying heft. He described it as like dropping a bag of marbles, which apparently is a good thing. But yeah, he said it's got good weight, good heft, and he enjoys it. So if you would like to buy one, go to rougegarments.co.uk and at some point let them know that I sent you, so that then they are impressed and delighted with me.